This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We know that stock market players are confused and anxious these days. The Dow fell 254 points, 1.6% yesterday, and the S&P 500 on this sixth week of 2016 is down by more than 10% for the year. But what about people who don't live their lives on financial markets? I'm talking about consumers. We'll get new information about American retail sales shortly. That'll be for January. And there's a survey on the way about consumer sentiment covering the early part of this month. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Given all the turmoil in the global economy, U.S. consumer spending and confidence have held up pretty well in the past year, says economist Chris Christopher at IHS. You can chalk some of that up to simple math. With gas so cheap, Americans have more money left over after filling up.
About $14 to $15 per week per household. What they're doing with this extra money is they're going out to eat more, and they're also buying light trucks over autos. And it's helpful for the economy.
The message from the markets, though, isn't so encouraging, says Anthony Valeri at LPL Financial Research.
So the consumer's hanging in there, but I think this equity market is looking a little bit forward and saying, you know, consumer can't carry the economy on forever.
This weekend, though, love will carry the consumer economy on, says Valeri. He's predicting an uptick in Valentine's Day sales, with jewelry delivering the biggest bang for the buck. Keep in mind, precious metal prices, including diamonds, have fallen in the global slowdown. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.